السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we will continue in أسماء الله الحسنى وصفاته العلى, the names, beautiful names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah's name today, inshallah, is Al-Warith. Al-Warith. Al-Warith means, in English, is the one who inherits. Okay, the one who inherits. So inheritance is that which is being being inherited, and al-warith is the inheritor, is the one who inherits. So when we hear the word al-warith, we know that someone left something behind, and someone will take it. So it is always that relationship of something, someone left. Okay, and left something. Someone dies and left something, and then someone inherits it after him. The inheritor is al-warith, the one who takes that which the deceased had left behind. So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-warith, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute warith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that everything will come back to him. So he is the only absolute warith. Okay. In Arabic, in English also say the heir, the one who inherits. So now when we think of what we have, it is all given to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the heaven and the earth to be created, and the creation started. It was initiated and then continued. Then Allah gives everyone with measure. Not just everyone, everything. Allah gave it its sustenance with a measure. Now this measure for a period of time. So what we have for sustenance, it is designed with an amount that is will sustain us for this life. So when the time of death comes, there is no drop of water is more written for us, nor a bite of food that is written for us anymore. So therefore, it's time for us to go because our sustenance has ended. So now, since the sustenance ended, whatever, and we die, whatever we leave behind us. So those who are behind us take over that which we left. That is mirath, that is inheritance. So that cycle goes on. Those who have belongings, they leave things behind to those who are alive after them. And the cycle keeps going on until, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, until everyone dies. Then Allah, al-warith, will take everything, or everything, not take it, but belongs to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this mirath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could move it from one to the other by the will of Allah. So one will work all his life very hard and accumulate so much money and wealth, and then he will die. And the one who will inherit from him, he will inherit everything without working much for it. So the one that worked so hard to accumulate things, he did not enjoy or made quite a use of what he inherited. So there are things that is worth to be inherited. It's worthy of inheritance. That which the messengers and the prophets of Allah gives. Okay? And which is the ilm, the knowledge. That knowledge is the inheritance. Because knowledge is what makes your life a better life. And it what makes you look at things before it happens and evaluate it. Look at things before it happens, so you evaluate it wisely. So you do not waste your time and effort. What does that mean? I met a man who worked so hard in his life in a particular restaurant, a very famous restaurant in DC. He started it a long time ago. He worked so hard. He built a name for himself. He, you know, worked and worked and worked until his place now, people, you know, some visitors, and he had become like a landmark. People come around now and so forth. So now he's very old. His children, you know, started helping him with it, and now he's like retired, okay? And now he was reflecting on this, and he said, you know, I'm thinking about what was this all about? Because now he has wealth, he has comfort, you know, he's retired, and then he's sort of like not quite enjoying it. You know, he thought he would rest now and take it easy, and that will bring him some kind of a happiness or comfort, and it isn't. And then he made a comment. He said, "You know what this was all about?" I said, "What was it about?" He said, "About the journey itself." He said, "Of the struggle and getting over things and so forth." Obviously, he didn't quite get it. He didn't quite get it, but he related to work, some work that he was doing. Okay, so the inheritance, if someone inherits the inheritance of prophethood and messengerhood, which is knowledge, then you will not waste your time and effort in things that it will not benefit you any, or the perception of benefit of that which you are perceived to get, it's going to be in perspective, meaning that you will look at what you're going to do next. And you will not do work and hoping to get satisfaction of it, because you know that that kind of work does not bring satisfaction. You know, when you work very hard, so you accumulate money, so you build a house, so you get things that you like and so forth, and thinking that this what going to bring you some kind of happiness, then the you have less of an inheritance of prophethood. Because if you have the inheritance of prophethood, you will look at this before you start this journey, and you say, "I know that this is not going to bring me happiness," because you have that knowledge already. So you're going to work and maybe obtain things and build things, yes, but you're not going to be deceived by it. You're not going to look at it and think that this is what's going to bring me happiness. So your life is going to be in perspective. So therefore, the inheritance of prophethood, the inheritance of Quran and Sunnah, this is true inheritance that brings your life to perspective. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed we are the one who gives life and gives death. Okay? Okay, and وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. And we are the one who inherits. And we the one who inherits. Meaning everything, it comes from us. Life comes from Allah. So that which has a life must be sustained. And Allah will not put a life in something and does not try its sustenance for it. So Allah gives life, Allah gives sustenance to the living things, and then Allah takes a life. So now, and Allah inherits whatever is left from the work of this life and the energy that Allah put in a human being to do the work with. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Does everyone remember it? That has to do with miras, waris. We make this dua a lot in Ramadan. Allahumma matta'na bi absarina wa asma'ina wa quwwatina waj'alhu al waritha minna. وَجَعَلُهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا. Here is a word, وَارِث. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma matti'na, Allah give us the pleasure of أَسْمَعِنَا, our hearing, وَأَبْصَارِنَا, and our vision, وَقُوَّتِنَا, and our strength, وَجَعَلُهُ, and make it الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا, and make it the one that will inherit from us. What does that mean? The one that inherits is the one that stays or the one that goes away? The one that stays. So if you have your vision and you have your hearing and you have your power and they are the one going to inherit, that means, are you going to lose it before you die or are you going to die before you lose it? It will inherit you. So who dies first? You. Right? Who goes away? You. So if you inherit it, that means it will go away before you. There is some tafsir of this, some scholars. So, meaning that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "O Allah, make us with this, with hearing and vision and power, so long that we are alive." Okay, make it be the one that inherits. Meaning keep it with us until we die, until our soul leaves our body. It's inheritance. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives miras, okay, of the what's in earth to whomever He pleases. So Allah will give miras of the Pharaoh when he had wealth, he had power, he had safety, okay, and those who were slaves, the Israelites, did not have any of that, and they left, and the Pharaoh died, and eventually they became the inheritance of that, meaning eventually Allah gave them wealth, Allah gave them children, Allah gave them power, and Allah gave them safety. So Allah will give the earth to whomever He wishes. And the earth will be given to those who deserve it. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give one some mirath, some inheritance, and this inheritance will disappear quickly or He will disappear before He enjoys it. Okay. Imagine someone who's looking forward to inherit some money, then the person that he will inherit from dies, and now he's getting ready to inherit this wealth that he never imagined he would have, and then before he gets this wealth and receives it, he dies himself. So he's not meant to have this mirath, this inheritance. And those after him will inherit that. Allah will give the earth for inheritance for those who deserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange fear with safety, will exchange harm with benefit. Allah will exchange disability with abilities for those who deserve it. So those who are around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah gives him the ability to inherit a big part of this earth. Why? Because they were the one who did very well in this inheritance. They had inherited, inherited the inheritance of prophethood. So therefore they inherited the earth. Because when you inherit the knowledge of prophethood, okay, ورثت الأنبياء, those who inherit prophethood, they inherit the knowledge. So they are the best to inherit other things because they know what to do with it now. They know what to do with it and what not to do with it. They know how to balance the earth around them, balance the wealth around them, meaning make and help for justice to prevail. Okay? And to take injustices away, to move the harm away, to maximize the benefit around. So wherever they went, things became a better life. Life of the people, average person, Muslim and non-Muslim, became a better life. So the Allah gave them inheritance of more and more because they were still insisting on implementing and dear to their heart the inheritance of prophethood. When that inheritance of prophethood lost, okay, and then what happened? Okay, the law of the Muslimin lost the inheritance of this earth because now the vision of what to do was gone. The knowledge of what to do, how to do it, when to do it was gone. So they were not worthy for this inheritance anymore. And with us, when we know that what we have, it doesn't belong to us because we inherited things and Allah gave it to us as well. So it does not belong to us, it belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to us. It is in our charge now, under our charge now. We are a temporary owner of what Allah has given us now. And then we will be asked in the Day of Judgment about what we did in that which we inherited, we were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who has that knowledge, had that vision, had that clarity of matter and life and death, will deal with their ownership and his inheritance that he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is suitable, okay? In a way that is justice, has justice in it. So it will be a blessing on him. But those who does not know what to do with the inheritance and will try to indulge themselves into getting busy with enjoying that rather than working it and making getting benefit out of it, they will feel misery. They will ask for misery, or they will live a life of misery, being busy with what they have rather than using what they have. Okay, so this is the mindset of a believer, that what he has, he had inherited, and he must use it in the way of Allah. And he will be asked about it in the Day of Judgment. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give inheritance to the believers in the hereafter. This inheritance is Jannah. Okay? Al-Firdaus is an inheritance. Paradise. The Jannah is an inheritance. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتَهَا سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أورثنا الأرض صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes al-muttaqeen. They will come to Allah in groups and the Jannah will open for them. Then the khazanat al-Jannah, the keeper of Jannah will tell them, Salamun alaykum. Tibtum fadkhuluha khalideen. You are tibtum, meaning you have reached in a level of kindness, a level of completion of goodness. Okay? So enter it khalideen. And they will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. They will say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, thank to Allah that He gave us what He promised. Wa awrathana al-ard. He gave us the earth to inherit. The earth here, the word ard meaning Jannah. Because after it, Allah says, Natabawwa'u min al-jannati haythu nasha'. We'll go in Jannah wherever we wish in Jannah. So that is the mirath of the believers. The inheritance of a believer is Jannah. And now, when we look at this, remember inheritance. Do you deserve what you inherit or you don't? You really don't, right? So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them that impression that you took this inheritance. That means it is given to us and you don't deserve it. Don't deserve it here meaning it is not equal to what you have done. It's not equal to what you have done. You worked and your work deserve you that you don't be punished and you're going to enter Jannah. But now what you find in Jannah is not just the reward for the work that you have done, but it is the inheritance as well. Meaning you're going to get things that you did not expect. More and more abundance of things that more than you deserve. It is fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fadl is inheritance. Okay? As Dr. Mohsen, is he here? No. He left? Yeah. We were sitting here discussing this concept. He was saying, you know, if what you want to wish for, what do you want to wish for? In this life, let's not put a limit on it. Anything that you wish for, even impossible. You don't want to die? Okay, wish for living forever. Is that good or bad? Okay? I mean, if you live old and you become very, very old and you're not going to die, what kind of a quality of life is this? So what else do you want to wish for? Health and don't get old, right? So wish that you don't die. If you wish right now, okay, that would be a good life, that you don't die, but you do not get sick either, and you do not get old. Okay, that is impossible, but this is, you know. Okay. And what else? Huh? You depends on things in this life that you must have, right? And you must have it, that means you have to work hard for it. So what if you wish that you get it without working hard for it? Okay? So you get that mulk, ownership, and sustenance that you don't really deserve, but you wish for it, and here it is. Okay? Now, you need sustenance to live. Okay? What if you don't, you know, you get the sustenance, okay, but your living does not depend on it. Okay? That would be really good life. Now, if you think about it this way, you'll find yourself describing for yourself the Jannah that Rasulullah ﷺ told us about. Okay? Rasulullah ﷺ said that those who will enter Jannah, what would happen to them? As they enter it, they will be told what? The angels will take them in, give them salam, and tell them that you'll be young, I'll never get old. You'll be alive, I'll never die. Okay? You'll be healthy, and never sick. And you get everything that you wish. Okay? That is Jannah. That is inheritance that you don't quite deserve, it is more than what you deserve, because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that gives in abundance, so gives more and more that you could imagine. Okay, so at the end, the inheritance, the greater inheritance, okay, will be Jannah. And those who will enter it, they will be the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. The one that in this life, what Allah has given them in inheritance in this life, meaning gifts of this life, they used it in the way of Allah. And they knew what to do with it. And they did not get busy with it. Rather, they did not get busy in it, but they got busy with it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, from this name, we should have the mindset of what we have in our hand does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah because He is Al-Warith, the one who will inherit everything, and everything belongs to Him. So therefore, we deal with it with this perspective in mind, that it is not yours, it was given to you. Okay? And once we do that in our lives, then our life in this life and in the hereafter will be fruitful and prosperous. Why? Because we see things in perspective. So what to do in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you must have the knowledge of what to do in it. You must have the mindset and the intention that you use it in the way of Allah, and you must have the knowledge of how to use it in the way of Allah. Okay? So that knowledge of how to use it has to be coming to you, and you seeking it from Quran and Sunnah. And as we were saying today in Jum'ah, that this kind of knowledge is a pleasurable one. It's a pleasurable one. There are knowledge that you useful, but there is knowledge that's pleasurable. Okay? The knowledge that's useful is the knowledge of things that, secular things, things that you could, you know, was trial and error and learning things, how to put things together, how to, you know, work things and so forth. And that is that's some kind of a knowledge. But that kind of a knowledge does not bring a tear to your eye or a khushu' to your heart, or a tranquility and calmness to your heart. Okay? The knowledge of Allah is the one that brings a tear to your heart, to your eye, and a khushu' to your heart. Okay? Because this knowledge about Allah is the one that makes you humble and makes you think of Allah, makes you know the attributes of Allah, makes you know what Allah is doing for all the whole universe and everyone. And it puts you in the right perspective there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with everything around you. So you become humble. So you are affected. Okay? Meaning that a person who is studying something, okay, and looking at the universe, looking at the stars, looking at this, and then, you know, one can discover some stars somewhere and so forth. Okay? And discover the distance between this star and that star. Discover certain things that's mind-boggling, okay? And can write it down, be quick in putting it under his name. Patent this idea and say, you know, I'm the one who discovered this and that. Okay? And be happy that he did. And be amazed of these things. Versus a Muslim who has the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, who discovered the same thing. What would he say? What would he do? He must shed a tear on this. He must reflect on Subhanallah. So what is Jannah? Okay? What is Jannah? Must reflect on the Quran and the description of Mawaqi' al-Nujum, the placement in the stars, that إِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. It's an oath that if you only know, it is great. So now he's discovering something great about this. So he's his belief increase, his submission to Allah increases, his knowledge of things makes him more humble, okay, and get him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of the Quran, the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge of the Sunnah, it brings us into perspective of the khushu' with whatever other knowledge that we carry, okay, and that is the beautiful combination with the believer. You know, bring two people into a lab, a believer and a person who does not think about Allah at all, and give them the same exact experiment to conduct. Okay, they both get the same results physically, but one will say, I succeeded, and the other will say, Alhamdulillah. It's a whole different life, a whole different life. The one who says Alhamdulillah, he knows that this result came to him by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other one, he reached it. He reached it. Okay? A whole different mindset. A whole different mix of knowledge. When Qarun, the one that Allah gave him so much wealth, he used to pay zakah, stopped paying zakah, and now he has wealth that he has safes, the keys of his safes, use a group of men, strong men, would carry only the keys for his safes. Okay? Utituhu ala ilmin indi. Ala ilmin indi. I gain this by knowledge that I have acquired. He said. But knowledge, with knowledge that he acquired. All this wealth, he collected by knowledge he acquired. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. So Allah says, and we opened the earth and took him and his belongings, all his dar, his houses and belongings into them inside the earth. Okay? Because he referred the knowledge to that knowledge to a secular knowledge. عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي, of a knowledge that I have, I reached. So he referred what he has to some trial and error experiment and so forth, and he was able to accumulate this wealth. Okay? Some had the inheritance of prophethood, they had the knowledge. Okay? And some didn't have the knowledge. The one who did not have the knowledge said, we wish to be like Qarun. The one who has the knowledge says, why? Watch out, be careful. What Allah has is better than this. So the one who inherited the knowledge of prophethood, they could see this coming. They could see the fitness coming. And when the earth opened and swallowed Qarun and his wealth and his house, those who wished to be like him said, Alhamdulillah, we were not like him. And the other one knew it was coming. Okay? Again, this inheritance of prophethood, the knowledge, that brings this life into submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should not take us from any other knowledge that we seek and we're trying to acquire. That combination of both is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, to dwell in this earth with knowledge, with both knowledge. When the Muslimun had the knowledge of prophethood, they eventually became the best knowledgeable people in all other aspects of life, in all other disciplines. So the Muslimun, they became the best of scientists, the best of engineers, the best of farmers, okay, the best of everything. Okay. So with this knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, knowledge of prophethood that they inherited, Allah gave them the other knowledge, and with both knowledge merging together, they were the best people walking on earth, bringing the best result. People wanted to be like them. In Europe, wearing an imama was an in thing, you know? You know, if somebody wanted to impress his guests when they come, he would wear an imama. It's a sign of what? Education, yes, an educated person. A person who has knowledge, a person who has some sophistication. See? See? Well, it's coming back. It's coming back. But it's coming back on an individual basis. And it will not come in on a collective basis until we collectively, we seek the knowledge that the inheritance of prophethood. Once we go after that, and Allah made it easy for those who would like to inherit it. Allah made it easy for those who would like to inherit it. So once it is inherited and used, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us in charge again. Why? To benefit mankind. And we are the only one, not because of who we are as a race or anything. Anyone can inherit this. Anyone who comes to the Quran and Sunnah and take it and use it, he will inherit this. This inheritance for the followers. For the followers, those who seek that knowledge. Okay? Those who were born and non-Muslims, did not know Islam and came into Islam and inherited this, Allah has given it to them. Okay? And they're making a difference in their lives and the lives of their family and the people around them and everything around them. Okay? So, again, the mind we get from this name, Al-Warith, the mindset that what you have is not yours. So use it as a trust, that Allah has trusted you with it. You're being hired by Allah. So be a good worker so Allah will not fire you. Okay? And once you are a good worker in the way of Allah, then Allah will give you more to be in charge of. And that is an honorable situation to be in. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that if you don't make a difference around you, move. If you're not making a difference around you, move. Meaning you have to, I don't know the authenticity of this hadith, what level of authenticity it is. Meaning, but the meaning is understood if you're not making a difference where you are, then move. Because you have to be making a difference in a positive way. In a positive way. And if you're making a difference in the negative way, then your elimination will be better than your existence. So your death is better than you are living, because you are actually a burden on others rather to be a benefit for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are benefiting everyone around them. Okay. Please, inshallah, you have the microphone, inshallah. Yes? Our official speaker is not here today? Okay. Is it working?
Sheikh Louis is not here.
Alhamdulillah. His wazir is here.
Inshallah. So, I did not know before that in this ayah, earth means Jannah.
Yes.
I used to think earth means that Allah had given us earth before and now we are in Jannah. Something like that.
It could carry that as well. Yes. أورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء. Yeah. What's the matter, Shabab?
The time is 9:30 p.m.
We still have half an hour to Isha, so you're stuck here, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It will change to 9:45, inshallah, and then for a few days, and then we'll go to 9:30, inshallah. I'm sorry? We have two brothers, inshallah. Yes. So I should end this, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا.